You're listening to Studio 360, and I'm Kurt Anderson. Marijuana is now legal in 2 states. Medicinal use is fine in another 20, and the tide of normalization proceeds. Well-known people as various as Miley Cyrus and Andrew Sullivan and Richard Branson have all come out of the closet. The Cheech and Chong jokes, the Snoop Dogg jokes, the Snoop Lion jokes, they're not landing anymore. In the past, Studio 360 has had graphic design firms redesign icons like the gay pride flag and Christmas and the board game Monopoly. So we figured it was time now to ask what a mainstream rebranding of marijuana might look like. We put producer Michelle Siegel on the job.
This is Amy.
I work in children's publishing. I have 2 kids, 16 and 20, and I'm coming out of the pot closet. Sort of.
Amy is not her real name. We also altered her voice.
I want to come out of the pot closet, but I can't fully yet.
She smokes about once a week.
Basically, every single friend of mine smokes pot. And in fact, my kid's school, there's like a dealer who sort of caters to the parents of the students, which is nice.
For Amy, getting a little high just feels better than kicking back with a glass of wine.
For me, I just find it's just a fun headspace to be in. I'm not really much of a drinker. I love to laugh, so it's that kind of a thing. I don't like to be like super stoned and wasted and immobilized. That's, to me, is dreaded. But I like to be able to go about my business, hang out with people, or even just get things done and just have everything be just a little bit shinier and happier.
Most of the time, she uses a device called a vaporizer, but she doesn't really like the paraphernalia.
You know, like there's no like West Elm bong, which I would like. Don't you think that would go perfectly on my mantle?
If marijuana is starting to go mainstream, a lot of people like Amy, folks who don't identify as stoners, will want it to look and feel different. Studio 360 wanted a professional design opinion on what that would be like.
I'm Jennifer Kynan, co-founder of OCD.
Bobby Barton, co-founder of OCD, the original champions of design.
OCD has created identity systems for national brands like the WNBA and the Girl Scouts of America. A pretty wholesome lineup, until now.
My knee-jerk reaction when you called at first was, this might not be great for OCD. It's a really fun project. It doesn't imply that we smoke pot. We don't. I never have. I've been the dorkiest person in the office for the past couple days trying to wrap my mind around this. But the scientific research is actually something that I do believe in.
At their studio in Manhattan, Jennifer Kynan walked me through their design process.
Before we start designing, but after we've gotten the brief, we like to pull together some just market overview, the visual inspiration, some ideas for new opportunities, and then just a little look at the next steps. So that's what we'll look at today.
She started with this list.
Weed, dope, grass, ganja, cannabis, reefer. There, it goes on and on and on and just gets goofier from there all the way down to blueberry yum yum, AK-47, Kansas ditchweed. It's pretty hilarious. We want to know if we're going to help rebrand or reposition marijuana, what are the names that are already out there right now and the current connotations that are carried with them? How, if we're going to reposition that, would we consider renaming?
Next, they identified 3 audience categories. Wellness freaks.
So let's go to the wellness freaks and deliver to them the new organic. Can we sell it the way you sell a vitamin? You wake up in the morning, you take your fish oil, you take your multivite, and you take your pot.
Lean-in moms.
Being a lean-in mom, you're always looking for the best product. So can we replace that end-of-day glass of wine with the end-of-day glass of pot?
And the 3rd target group, foodies.
Foodies like to eat. Marijuana increases your appetite. So why not incorporate pot into your hors d'oeuvres?
With those audiences in mind, OCD started thinking about graphics.
We'll start testing them out and seeing if a single identity system can address all of these different audiences. Are they one universe of user? Or like chocolate, will it have several different identities? You know, M&M's going mainstream, Toblerone going high-end. Do we need to start differentiating our types of pot for the audiences that will appreciate them?
When marijuana goes as mainstream as M&M's, will it really be as harmless as M&M's? I called an expert, Sherry Emery. She teaches health policy and administration at the University of Illinois.
Right now, I'm agnostic about marijuana and the health effects of marijuana. We just don't know.
What Emory is really concerned about is that big tobacco might move into marijuana sales.
If you have an industry like tobacco that is not value neutral moving into this territory, tobacco industry does predatory pricing. They target their marketing to the most vulnerable elements of the population, like the lower income groups, children, and they produce a known toxic product that has no safe use. That's my concern, is that marijuana may become the new route to save the big tobacco industries.
I asked our designers at OCD to keep that concern in mind. A few weeks later, they came into the studio to show me and Kurt their new brand identity for marijuana. Here's Jennifer Kynan.
Now, instead of renaming marijuana, we want to reposition the experience.
Right.
So the same way that in the 90s we did natural food, then we started to eat organic food, now you can have cannabiotic food. We were excited after coming up with the name, because when you Google search it, it doesn't exist. It's not a term in our...
Canna. I get it.
Canna.
I get it.
Yes. Cannabiotic. So you bring the cannabis into the food.
Uh-huh.
And it is, instead of just another level of eating, it's another level of eating that brings another level of consciousness.
Sounds almost too healthy. But
exactly. Perfect for our wellness freaks and foodies.
Okay. So you're thinking of this as what you're doing. This branding is purely as an edible.
That's how we see it going to into new demographics.
Yeah, because people don't want to smoke, even, period.
No, smoking's out. Yeah. Smoking's out as a way to consume anything.
Yeah.
The first graphic was a purple symbol. This is how they replaced the pot leaf on all those bumper stickers.
The new symbol is really a simplified version of the marijuana leaf. It's completely abstract. It's seven leaves, different lengths, each leaf. It looks a little bit like a very short, rounded Christmas tree, if you will, or a smushed asterisk, as if it's sitting down on the ground. And it's not green anymore.
Right. It's purple?
It's purple.
Why
now.
Is it purple?
It's purple now because all of the cues of relaxation.
Purple is a relaxing color?
Well, it's relaxing. I mean, there are some cues to wine, to red wines, and subtle connotations of a purple haze and things like that, that come through. So some connection to what people understand marijuana to be is okay. But at the same time, we can then move it further along so that it starts to represent a different thing.
That makes sense. And it's tasteful and unembarrassing, unlike the marijuana leaf has been even when I was 18.
OCD also came up with slogans that would be part of the Cannabiotics branding campaign.
Conscious untensioning for lean-in moms. There's a picture of a young woman who is presumably the lean-in mom. Conscious untensioning. Did you get that from the recent Gwyneth Paltrow conscious uncoupling idea?
She's quite an inspirational lady, that Gwyneth Paltrow. Bringing marijuana to these demographics is all about consciousness.
Yes.
And that's just in the ether right now. And it's something so applicable to choosing marijuana over alcohol.
Uh-huh.
Conscious untensioning.
Untensioning? Does untensioning appear? Did you Google it? Have people used that a lot as a word?
No.
Really? A hot new word for 2014 we've gotten already. that makes sense. I can see this.
But with so many edible products, it would be super important to keep them safely away from children.
And I guess that would mean that people at home, like they have liquor closets or liquor cabinets, would have a cannabiotics closet so their four-year-olds don't start eating the cheese whiz full of pot.
Absolutely, yes. It needs
cheese
to be
whiz, by the way. That's a good cannabiotic product, I think.
It needs to be.
OCD addressed this danger with another mark. It's a circle in a harsh shade of lime green, and the graphic is their abstract leaf, now in white, perched above crossed bones.
It is designating the area where you're going to store your cannabiotics and making sure that it's clearly communicated, eat this brownie, not that brownie. So developing a clear marking, playing off of that poison symbol. You know, this isn't for regular consumption. You need to eat this responsibly.
And do you conceive of this as, if it were to come to pass, being an individual proprietary company thing or some kind of trade association mark and system?
I think it would be a trade association. Like, here we spoof the cannabis farmers of America. So it's really like a Got Milk campaign or drink your orange juice in the morning. It's all about finding that time and place to use the right substance.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's plan on reuniting here in 7 years and see how close to reality we have described, okay?
Fantastic.
I'll take you up on that.
Okay. We're here.
Thanks, guys. That was great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can see all the images from the design proposal by OCD, Original Champions of Design, at studio360.org. Our rebranding scheme was produced by Michelle Siegel.